Kaylee, Kaylee, Phillips, Phillips. Chief complaint: abdominal pain. Number one, nausea. Number two, vomiting. Next one is dizziness. Next one is headache. Next one is swelling in her neck. Next one is ear pain. Patient is a 19 who just turned 20 year old young lady who comes in today with the above mentioned symptoms for the past 7 days. Patient started having nausea and vomiting. Then she started having dizziness. Then ear pain, sleep lack of a severe ear pain. Immunization, childhood immunization is up to date. Never had any COVID immunization. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Mom and dad, no issues with diabetes, high blood pressure, except in grandparents. Social, she is on her period now. She vapes. She doesn't drink alcohol excessively. She's living with a young man who's a welder, and they're planning on getting married. She weighs 144 pounds, 99%, 98.1, 16, 99, 120 over a 70. Heart pauses, symptoms, clear abdomen, soft, hemorrhagic, non-focal. Number one, patient does have a very severe sinusitis. Number two, otitis media. Next one is otitis externa. Next one is Rosefin at gram mal. Next one is EPAC. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is follow the Rosefin with Decadron to 8 milligram. Next number is cortisporin otic suspension. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck. He's copious, especially on the left side. Next one is rule out to mononucleosis. Next one is abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits, especially her spleen, which shows no enlargement. Next number, thyroid within normal limits was checked because of swelling and the enlargement of the neck tissue / lymphadenopathy. Next one is because of dizziness, we looked at her neck, and there is no evidence of carotid stenosis. Vertigo is multifactorial. Next one is come back, if not better, in 3 days. Discuss findings with patient and her boyfriend before leaving. Thank you.